Welcome to the 49th episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth, written by Maria Divine Mercy, to prepare it for His second coming. I will now continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, My Justice Will Befall All Those Who Prevent the Holy Word of God from Being Made Known in the World, given on Thursday, June 27th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, do not allow my revelations to cause you grief or fear. You are being guided, and even when the suffering becomes intolerable, please remember my words. My Father promised, through the prophets of old, that He would send the final prophet, the final messenger. No matter how fearful this may be, or how terrified this makes you feel, know that it is by this act that the final covenant of God can be brought to fruition. I tell you now, fear those of you who insult the word of God. Cast your eyes down and cover them with your hands, particularly those of you who spit in my face at this time because of these, my messages of reconciliation. You are not worthy to stand in my presence. You who mock me now will fret and continue to fret until the great day, for you will have lost me the souls I so desire. To my sacred servants who sneer at my intervention through these messages, your day will come when I will ask you this. While you spent so much of your time denying my true voice, how many souls have you sent to me? And how many have you turned away from me by those acts by which I will judge you? Those among you who shout blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, know that before the great day, and as a sign to all, you will be struck down. Not one word will escape from your lips, and by this deed, you will be known amongst your flock, the same flock you told to ignore these messages, for they do not come from God. On that day, your followers will know the truth, and you will fall before me. I make no apology for this warning. If you defile the word of the Holy Spirit, I will cut you off from me, and there will be terrible cries by you and all those you will bring with you into the wilderness. My justice will befall all those who prevent the holy word of God from being made known in the world. Theirs will be the worst punishment, for the pain they will experience will be worse than those in the lowest level of purgatory. Your wickedness shocks many good innocent souls who are faithful to my church on earth. Your cruelty, which will be revealed in time, will be seen by many, and then your true allegiance to the Word of God will be finally tested. Then you will stand before me on the great day when I come to reclaim all of God's children, when I come to free them from exile and take them to their final home of love and peace, into the new era of my new paradise. This is when heaven and earth become one. Your Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, The Change in the Format of the Mass Will Soon Be Presented in My Church, given on Saturday, June 29th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, you must ignore the hatred which is spilling out of the mouths of those who claim to be holy people and loyal followers of my dearly beloved mother. Know that the hatred which will be shown against you will be worse than any other prophet who came before you. I tell you this not to frighten you, but only so that you will accept this fact and then ignore the wickedness. Whenever the presence of God is made known amongst men, it will always produce a vicious reaction from the beast, who will work through others to deny the word of God. My daughter, the change in the format of the Mass will soon be presented in my church. It will be very confusing, and for many, they will fail to see the lies which will be presented within the new prayers. My presence will be denounced in the most subtle of ways, but those who follow the new format, in which my true presence will be denied, will be unable to perform the sacrifice to God in the way it must be. My daughter, this one revelation will result in your being despised, but you must know that this has been foretold. my followers will be told that Holy Communion is about all people, everywhere, uniting as one, to show love to one another. Slowly but surely, the Holy Mass will no longer be about my holy sacrifice. Instead, the ceremony will be created to pay homage to man, and you will be misled into witnessing a confrontation before my holy altars and all the tabernacles in the world. The day when the daily sacrifices will cease is not far away. Know that I come to warn you of this now, so that you will not starve. When you are deprived of my presence, you will be empty of my spirit, and you will find it difficult to remain close to me. The words which will be used to deceive you will include the phrase, "for the good of all, for the unification of all God's children." The Mass will take on a new meaning. Forgotten will be my death on the cross, and all the reasons for it will be redefined. Remember on that day my words to you now. Accept the substitution, and my presence will disappear. I will be with you, but it will not be my body which you will partake of. To those who do not believe in the wicked plan which has already been created in order to wipe out all traces of me, I say this now. When I am gone, will you seek me out? When my Holy Eucharist is defiled, will you make excuses for those responsible? Or will you follow me and listen to the truth when you are surrounded by lies? The choice will be yours. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "You Will Be Accused of Plotting Against My Own Church, Yet Your Only Crime Will Be to Uphold the Truth." Given on Sunday, June 30th, 2013, Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, not for one moment will the evil one stop in his persecution of those who love me. When souls are close to me, and when their love for me grows, he will always be there trying to draw them away from me. When you save souls through your prayers, the evil one will vent all his anger against you, and you will feel hurt, because you will become a target for criticism, especially by those you love. You must get used to this hurt and sorrow when you follow me and when you accept my intervention through these messages. They will bring with them a terrible scourging, for these messages will be responsible for the salvation of over 7 billion people. When the devil knows he is losing souls to me, he will use whatever means is necessary to create doubts within the minds of those loyal to me, and then he will create a terrible friction amongst my followers. You must recognize the work of the devil for what it is, and know that the more you are persecuted for accepting my hand of mercy, that you are following the truth. Only the Word of God, when present in its most powerful way, when the Holy Spirit becomes evident amongst groups of God's children, will the evil one fight the hardest. He, Satan, is furious because of this mission. And for those of you who doubt my word given to you at this time, know this. Only my word can provoke such outrage, even amongst those who believe in me and who follow my teachings. Not one of you is immune to attack. You, my precious followers, will find yourselves at the receiving end of the lashing out of wicked tongues against me. You will be spit at, laughed at, and ridiculed. You will be accused of plotting against my own church. Yet, your only crime will be to uphold the truth. Those who uphold the Word of God and who refuse to deviate from the truth have always suffered by the hands of those who place themselves as the most chosen of God's representatives before those poor souls who truly love me. There is a difference between those who say they are better informed and therefore more worthy to pass judgment on others in my name than those who simply love me. You can only stand up and declare your love for me if you follow my example. I would never say that one man is better than another, for you are all sinners. Yet, I would never accept those who may know everything there is to know about me and who declare their superiority over another. Those who say they know me and insult another in my name do not truly know me at all. The devil fills souls with ego, pride, and anger. They are the three traits by which you will know that he is present in one soul when he tries to silence other souls who proclaim the truth of God. how such souls will suffer, especially now as this the most awaited mission is being lived out amongst you. Every one of you who responds to my call will have to face abuse and public ridicule, which will take your breath away. So vicious will the outpouring of hatred be. I want you to understand that it is not you that the hatred is aimed at, but me. Satan wishes to silence my voice as it reaches out to save you from his wicked plan, which has been carefully orchestrated and which has been planned for such a long time. There can be no victory for the beast, but he knows how I suffer when he snatches souls from me. Do not allow this interference to blind you to the truth. The truth will save your soul, and when you spread the truth, it will bring me more souls. By these means, I will defeat the beast. You will be protected from all harm, but you will suffer the indignity of being labeled fools, and all because you love me. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation. What I witnessed could never be put down on paper, so vile were the cruelties inflicted upon his divine body. Given on Monday, July 1st, 2013. Mary says, My child, when you suffer for my son, it is okay to cry out in pain, because you are only human after all. When I witnessed my son's scourging and then his terrifying crucifixion, I was beside myself with grief. And as I watched his pitiful body endure what no animal would be able to tolerate in a slaughterhouse, I fainted so many times with shock that I could barely stand. How he suffered, no one will ever know, because what I witnessed could never be put down on paper. So vile were the cruelties inflicted upon his divine body. This is why so little description is given of the degrading insults they inflicted on him, because it would be so shocking that it would defile his holy name by writing it down. You, my child, suffer but such a small fraction of his pain. You must know that while you are in physical pain, that my son only allows his suffering to manifest in those he chooses. When he does this, it helps him to defy, defeat, and destroy the power of evil through the gift of your free will to my precious son. By doing so, you consecrate your soul as well as your body, and this is a very special gift to him, a gift which enables him to save others. So please understand that when my son increases your suffering, and when he truly suffers within you, that this is a grace which you must not reject. Embrace it. You will understand soon how powerful this is. When my son manifests his wounds within the body of a chosen soul, it brings with it a terrible persecution. This is when the evil one attacks in a serious and violent rage. You will be frightened at first, but now that you understand, you will accept this and simply protect yourself through the recital of at least 3 times a day, my most holy rosary. My child, please ensure that you do not allow fear to take you away from this work, for that is what the evil one wants. You must stand up, endure, and remain silent when the hatred mounts against you. These trials are to be expected in a mission of this size. Be at peace and know that all the angels and saints are with you and guide you. Your beloved Mother, Mother of God, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation. Not one door was opened to allow my son to come into the world with dignity. Given on Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. Mary says, My dear child, when you are thrown into the wilderness and isolated because of this mission, it is important to know the reason why, because when you do, it will make it easier for you to accept such cruelty. When I was about to give birth, not one door was opened to allow my son to come into the world with dignity, as each door was slammed in the face of God, who sent his only son to redeem man from sin. It will be just the same as God now prepares the way for the second coming of his son. As God prepares the world for this great day, doors will again be shut in defiance against the word of God. You, as the messenger, will continue to face fierce opposition. Many will not only keep their doors closed, this will only be one insult. They will scream terrible obscenities and hurt you, my child, because they do not want to hear the word of God. The spirit of evil prevails at this crucial time in the history of mankind and will crush even the most holy amongst God's children. Only the most courageous will withstand the spirit of evil, which will infest millions, so that they will reject the mercy of my Son. It is not the messages alone which will be hated, but it is the fear that through the mercy of my Son, that more souls will be saved from the grasp of the evil one. The evil one works and weaves his way into the hearts of many souls, and in particular, those who are close to my Son. It is the devout followers within my Son's church who are the first target of the evil one, who will turn most of them against his word at this time. The true word of my Son, Jesus Christ, has been diluted over the centuries, and the contents of the Holy Bible are now denied by many who say they know my Son. Remember, the battle for souls is being fought by the angels and saints in my Father's kingdom against the deceiver. You, my child, are caught in the middle, and as such, become an easy target. It is because of the enormity of this mission, and because you are a prophet and not a visionary, that you will work in isolation and be hated amongst men. Do not allow this persecution to sadden you or feel that you will not be strong enough, for this cannot be. You have been sent, and you are protected, and you will stand up and continue to proclaim the word of God until the last day. This is foretold, and when the souls of the world are saved, and when the new kingdom, the new paradise commences, none of this suffering will be of any consequence. Rejoice and have no fear. I, your beloved mother, will guide and protect you, even in your darkest hour, so that the light of God will fill your mind, body, and soul every day. I love you, my child, and you must know that you have been blessed with a gift of perseverance. All is now in the hands of God. You must trust in Him at all times. Your beloved mother, Mother of God, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, There Will Be Powerful Earthquakes in Russia and China Soon, and They Will Take Place One After the Other, given on Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, how I have missed your time, and how I rejoice that the spiritual darkness which has covered you for days has now lifted. You must keep reciting the Most Holy Rosary in order to protect yourself, and all will be well. The earth will shake as foretold, and one-third of it will be scorched as a direct result of the sin of man. Prayer can mitigate much of these flames, which will be poured down on parts of the world where wicked laws infuriate my Father. Sin against the laws of God will be tolerated as long as those who know the truth and accept the word of God honor Him. But now, those you have placed in positions of power have turned their backs on God. For this, they will be punished through ecological turmoil. Their purification is the only means to wake up humanity, and that they will seek remorse for their souls. Other means, while creating conversion, have not been enough. Man will suffer a great series of chastisements as they continue to embrace paganism and murder each other. God's intervention is necessary. Without it, you would be forsaken. There will be powerful earthquakes in Russia and China soon, and they will take place one after the other. Weather extremes and sudden changes in temperatures from cold to very hot will be seen. The seasons will no longer be seen in the way in which they were in the past. Floods and sea storms will be seen in parts of the world which have never experienced them up to now. In the countries which pass wicked laws against God, earthquakes will rattle their lands, and for those who know me, they will know why they are taking place. When the chastisements take place, there will come a second terrible punishment, which will be inflicted on false churches who deliberately block the truth, for they will suffer the most because of the souls they have stolen from me. As I reveal more about the prophecies which are contained in the seals, man will eventually recognize the truth. And while God is love, and while he is just, his punishments will rain down upon humanity to rid it of its vanity, ego, and self-love, so that man can become worthy to enter his new paradise. Only those with pure and humble hearts will be given this gift. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, As Bitterness Divides Nations, Mistrust and Fear Will Continue to Cause Civil Unrest. Given on Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the wars and unrest, as foretold, spread like wildfires all over the earth. Very few parts of the world will be unaffected by wars and rumors of discord. As bitterness divides nations, mistrust and fear will continue to cause civil unrest. Unchristian laws will continue to mount, so that murder and abortion, as well as acts against the holy sacraments, will be passed in your countries. Many will be led into sin because of such laws, and very soon the pain of darkness of the soul will be present, and few will be able to ignore this. Why, they will ask, is there such a strange atmosphere where trust for one another has disappeared? Why is it difficult to act out our lives as dictated by Christ for fear of being labeled a fool? The answer lies in the fact that your countries, one by one, have not only condemned me again, but declare sin to be lawful. When this happens, Satan and his army run amok. They have become very powerful, and through all the liberal laws which condone sin, they become truly accepted, and then there will be no peace in the hearts of man as a result. It will be as if children, stolen from their parents and taken prisoner, are fed niceties to make up for the fact that they are in captivity. For all the pleasures they are offered, they will not bring comfort. Instead, these children will feel restless, empty, and will long to feel true love, which can only be brought about by the presence of the parents. God's presence is still there in your nations, but as I, the Son of Man, am being quickly dismissed through the introduction of evil laws in your lands, and soon through your churches, you will be like stray orphans with nowhere to lay your heads. Without God, there is no peace. Without me, Jesus Christ, present through my teachings, you are being slowly starved. Do not allow such laws to stop your devotion to me, for at this time, more than any other time, I will come to you and give you the comfort you crave. I love you. I cry for your desolation, and I promise that this persecution will be short-lived. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, God the Father, I know that the plan of abortion around the world is controlled. Given on Thursday, July 4th, 2013, God says, My dearest daughter, my time has come to intervene forcibly in the world at a time of great sin against me. My patience is tested and my anger has been stirred as I witness the greatest insults which are being perpetrated against me. As the creator of all living things, I am the author of life. I create it as I desire, and I end it according to my holy will. It is when man tries to interfere with my will that I will strike back, for I will not tolerate such wickedness. To those who kill any of my children, your life will be ended. I will take your life, not only in body, but in spirit. No eternal life will, nor can be granted to you. The life you take away will be your downfall. An eye for an eye will be your punishment. Heed those of you who continue to destroy life in every form. I know what you are doing. I know that the plan of abortion around the world is controlled by one group amongst you. I know that those countries who rush through obscene legislation to justify abortion are merely puppets. They are held by strings as they dance to the tune of the one world group, who obey only one master. Their allegiance is to the beast, whose greatest plan, to destroy hundreds of millions of lives, has been succeeding through the sin of abortion. The unborn are an easy target in their eyes. They use abortion to interfere with my laws and the great gift I bequeath to man, the gift of life. The arrogance of man, joined at the hip to the beast and those amongst you he fools, sickens me. My love is powerful, but your wicked intent to destroy what is mine will be brought to such an abrupt halt that you will scream for your life. Unless you call on me now through the gift of reconciliation, you will be shown little mercy, for each of you who condones, promotes, or takes any part in the taking of life of the unborn, you will suffer the same punishment. Destroy those innocent lives, and your own lives will be taken. I have watched in terrible pain how you have been insulting me for so long. Your time is over, for you will be severely punished now for this grave act against my divinity. Remember, there is little time for you to abandon your acceptance of abortion. My wrath will soon pour over the four corners of the earth. It is because of the sin of abortion that man will suffer the worst chastisement. Not one country will be excluded from these punishments. Only those who do not permit abortion will be spared the terrible pain I will inflict upon the world. As the author of life, no man has the right to go against me, no one. He that dares defy me by imitating me in the taking of life will be deprived of all life. Your Father, God the Most High. The next message is titled, "The One World Order is the Greatest Travesty Against the True Triune God," given on Friday, July 5th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, there is one religion which causes me the greatest suffering, and that is the false religion which idolizes the beast. The one world order is the greatest travesty against the true triune God, and those who belong to the house of Satan need so much prayer. They are deceived into believing that there is another God who loves them. They are told that the Blessed Trinity is a falsity and that my beloved Father is evil. They do not accept that He created them, and their heads are filled with so many lies that they will never open their minds to the truth. Because of their devotion to the occult, they are embroiled in satanic forces which have devoured their souls, which are filled with hatred not only for God but for all of God's children. They love only themselves, and their lust for pleasure fills them with an insatiable longing for more. No amount of worldly pleasures will satisfy them, which is why they then crave other obscenities. They take pleasure in the taking of life, and do not have any remorse in their souls for the brutal slayings they are guilty of. Their influence spreads across the earth in every nation, and the devil followers mingle amongst the wealthy, business leaders, governments, royalty, organizations, including the media and law enforcement, the judiciary, and the church. Please do not underestimate their powers. While they are small in numbers and do not infiltrate every section of your communities, they will still do terrible damage. Not only have they sold their souls to the devil, but they will drag other innocent souls into the abyss with the beast and his demons. I am giving all those who love me the graces to defeat this sinister and powerful group who curse me every second of the day when you say this short crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer 112 for the Grace of Salvation. Dearest Jesus, I call on you to cover the souls of those who have been infested by Satan with your special grace of salvation. Free their poor souls from the wicked captivity from which they cannot escape. Amen. These poor souls will be the first to claim the beast as their own, and they will fall flat on their faces to adore the Antichrist. You must pray hard, all of you, so that the power which Satan holds over them can be broken, and that their hearts will be open to my great mercy. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "He Will Use the Truth of God to Hide Behind Until the Right Moment," given on Sunday, July 7th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved spouse, what does it matter if they shout at you or curse you in my name? What does it matter if all those who proclaim my most holy word and who remain steadfast in union with me are shackled and beaten? Don't you know that my power is almighty and that I cannot be broken, even though they may break my bones? When a doctor fights to save the life of a man, whatever the cost, he will do everything possible to succeed. If he is interrupted by others who try to stop him, if he is a dedicated doctor, he will ignore all protests and attempts to intervene with his ways if he knows in his heart that he can and will save that life. And so he continues until all can see the fruits of his labor. He perseveres until that life is saved, and then when all is done, he will be greeted with love by the very people who, for whatever their reason, try to interfere with his efforts to maintain life. And so all friction will have been forgotten. The same is true of this holy mission, promised by my Father to save the lives of his children in these, the final times, before my second coming. Expect interference with this mission, for were it not to attract such opposition, then you would surely know that my messages to you now could not be coming from your beloved Jesus. When the truth is declared, it is not easily accepted, though it be the Word of God. Yet, when lies are presented, dressed up as the truth, they are more readily accepted, and in most cases, greeted with warm and welcoming arms. Be warned about the lies which will be presented by my enemies, who declare themselves as my spokespersons. They will misguide you in many ways, for fear that you will catch them out in their deceit. They will spend their time associating with those known to the world as good and holy, pure servants, many of whom are now in heaven with me. By association, they will be seen to be loyal disciples of such saints. Then they will repeat the truth of my teachings, and this will confuse you. You will say, "But how can this be? This man speaks the truth." The cunning of the beast is beyond your comprehension, my beloved followers. He is careful never to reveal himself, and so he hides behind the truth. When he is present in poor, deluded souls, he will use the truth of God to hide behind until the right moment. Then out will be poured obscenities against the Word of God, but to many, this will not be clearly evident. Look behind the words, which will be carefully constructed, and you will detect the lie. This is the kind of force which God's children will have to contend with. The spirit of evil is like a dark cloud, and when it has fully descended over humanity, it will become difficult to differentiate between good and evil. But I promise you that this cloud will lift, and when the light of God shines through, you will see the wickedness in all its ugliness, as it is seen in the eyes of God. The fighting will continue amongst the people who pay allegiance to the one true God, as the evil one wreaks havoc amongst them. As this group splits into two, there are others for whom you must pray. They are those souls who are so distant from God that they do not acknowledge Him at any stage. They are my lost souls, for whom I dedicate this holy mission. When I save those who are completely lost, my intervention will also save the others who are simply confused. Come gather all of you before me, for my time is very soon. Let not one of you delay in praying for the souls of those who need your help the most. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, The Ten Commandments, given to the world by my Father through the prophet Moses, are being rewritten by man. Given on Monday, July 8, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, whenever you feel that there is little hope for sinners, please remember that my great mercy is ceaseless. There is not one soul in the world I do not wish to embrace and bring them the gift of salvation. I love all of you. I forgive all who beseech me for the gift of redemption, but this does not mean I will not punish those who commit grievous sin." The Ten Commandments given to the world by my Father through the prophet Moses are being rewritten by man. They have been taken apart, twisted, and given new meaning so that man can condone sin. You idolize false gods and justify this. You are living a terrible lie when you insult my Father in this way, and yet When the truth is shown to pagans, they will repent, and I will be waiting to embrace them. You kill one another and say that you are simply showing mercy when you do this. You legalize murder, execution, euthanasia, and abortion, and say that these are good things. This is evil at its worst, when you challenge the author of all life, the creator of heaven and earth, by tampering with the divine laws of God. Yet, when you show true remorse, I will also be waiting to embrace you in my arms. You plunder what does not belong to you, and you steal from paupers, in order to satisfy your lust for more. You commit terrible sins of the flesh, which are beneath the dignity of man, and you behave as wild animals, let loose in a pit. Your wretchedness is abhorrent in the eyes of God, but yet, if you call on me and beg for mercy, I will be there waiting patiently. When you defile God by refusing to accept that He exists, and then try to take His children with you into the abyss with the beast, I will still be waiting when you turn and ask me to make myself known to you. Those of you who do accept the truth no longer take the time to honor me on the Sabbath day because you place your own needs before me. You hurt me so because you already know you are children of God. You have left your father's house, and you will only come back when you don't have a roof over your head, and I will be waiting to welcome you back. Your love for God has diminished, as has your love and respect for your parents. Your hearts have hardened so much that you do not show them love or care for them in the way you are supposed to. You curse God and swear, using my name in the most disrespectful way, daily, but you won't speak with me in the way I desire. When you slander others, you slander me. When you damage another person's reputation, you destroy my love. And yet, I will forgive you when you show remorse. You show disrespect for the institution of marriage and think little of abusing this most holy sacrament. You insult God further when you continue to seek His blessings on marriages when He does not, nor can, recognize them. Yet you continue to insult Him. So obsessed are you with the seeking out of worldly goods, and so infested are you with unhealthy ambitions that you destroy those people who get in your way. Despite this, I will show you mercy if you come back to me. No sin, with the exception of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, is so bad that it cannot be forgiven. I plead with all of you to examine your conscience and become reconciled with me once more. I am patient. I am love. I am your salvation. I am waiting. Please come to me soon, for I love you with an unfathomable passion. I will not rest until I have saved all of you. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation. So easily do people accept new laws, which claim to be good. Given on Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. Mary says, My child, your prayers are being answered, and my son will intervene for your special intention. You must pray for all of those in the world who are being misguided into believing that evil is good. This web of deceit has covered humanity to such an extent that many can no longer differentiate between the laws of God and the wickedness of the evil one when he manifests amongst you. So easily do people accept new laws, which claim to be good, for the good of all, when in fact they disguise mortal sin in the eyes of God. The battle rages on between those who uphold the laws of God and those who desecrate them. Those who publicly uphold the laws of God are demonized and declared to be cruel and wicked. The deceit and the lies which fill those who say they love humanity are clearly seen when they publicly justify mortal sin. How cunning is the evil one! So few understand his influence in their lives, or how he twists their reasoning. Be comforted, dear children, in the knowledge that I, the Mother of Salvation, can defeat the evil one amongst your midst. You must call on me every time you feel overcome by the power he exerts in your nations. I will destroy his influence when you place your request before me. Please recite this Crusade Prayer 113 to defeat evil in our land. O Mother of Salvation, come into our midst and cover our land with your protection. Crush the head of the beast and stamp out his wicked influence amongst us. Help your poor lost children to stand up and speak the truth when we are surrounded by lies. Please, O Mother of God, protect our land and keep us strong so that we can remain loyal to your Son in our time of persecution. Amen. You must never accept arguments which allow wicked laws to be brought into being, which dictate how you live your lives, which are not according to the Word of God. When these laws infiltrate your lands, they destroy souls. Trust in me, the Mother of Salvation, to help salvage the souls of those you love and work amongst. Call on me, and I promise that I will cover your nation with my most holy mantle. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, God the Father, the lies you are being fed about your economy are designed to fool you. Given on Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. God says, my dearest daughter, wars will break out all over the Middle East, and soon my beloved Israel will suffer a terrible abomination. Lives will be lost throughout this part of the world on a very large scale as the spirit of evil devours the lives and, in many cases, the souls of my children. My children's hatred for each other will spill out into other countries as the Battle of Armageddon intensifies and grows until it will engulf the world everywhere. The hatred caused as a result of the infestation of Satan and his demons will become a sign so visible that very few souls, irrespective of what belief they hold for me, the creator of all that is, will fail to feel the spirit of evil, which spreads like a deadly virus. Wars, many of them, including battles within governments of all nations, will erupt all at the same time. As my hands have already descended in mild punishments, know that I will crush those who hurt my children. This is when the battle for souls will increase, and it will spread in many ways. The lies you are being fed about your economy are designed to fool you and strip you of what you own. Pray, pray, pray that I will stop those who control your currencies from taking everything you own away from you. Know that while my right hand casts down chastisements against the wicked, my left hand will lift and take you under my protection, and I will provide for you. The changes foretold in my holy book are now presented to the world. Battles will rage, lives will be lost, lands will suffer ecological turmoil, crops will fail, and many of you will be persecuted by your governments. The worst battle will be a spiritual one, where every effort will be made to turn you against me. Your Father, God the Most High. The next message is titled, It Will Be Through Your Recital of My Crusade Prayers That I Can Save Them. Given on Thursday, July 11th, 2013. Jesus says, my dearly beloved daughter, let me draw you close to my sacred heart, because when you allow me to do this, I will instill within your soul special graces. Then my work will yield more fruit, which will ripen and burst forth in abundance across the earth. The fruit which comes from me creates conversion and softens the hearts of the most hardened when they taste it. When they eat it, it will unite them to me in a way which will bring them great peace. The peace I promise all of you who listen to me now as I speak with you will be your armor against hatred. Those of you, including those souls who have never heard of these messages and who truly love me, will be filled with this peace, and you will, as a result, become immune to the voices of those who scream at you because you are of me. When you are one with me, I promise that, for every insult and hurt you have to endure because you proclaim my holy word, I will lift you, guard you, and protect you. You will enjoy a glorious life in my new paradise, where all will sing in union for the love and the glory of God. You have nothing to fear from me, but I ask that you spend time in prayer for the souls of those who are confused and, in some cases, lost. Those who are separated from me must come back to me, and it will be through your recital of my crusade prayers that I can save them. Go, my beloved followers, and know that you are in my heart, and I am in yours. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, I Pine for Them. Without them, I cannot feel whole. Given on Sunday, July 14th, 2013, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, when I give you the gift to see God's children everywhere you go through the eyes of God, it is for a reason. Every time you see a young child and feel my love surge through your veins, this is my love for them. When you see a teenager walking and laughing with his friends and feel a surge of maternal love for him, then know that this is the love of God you are feeling. When you see older people and still feel this love, this again is my love you feel. When you look at those souls who cause terrible grief upon others through their wickedness and you feel pity for them, know too that this is my love which courses through you. Know that those who defy me in every way still fill me with love for them, for how could I deny them? They are mine, I love them. I cry for them, I pine for them. I am sick with worry for them. How they cause me such terrible pain, but I will fight the evil one right to the very last breath they take on this earth for these sorry souls. What is given life by my Father is His. What is His is mine. I died for them, even though they cursed me. They still do. I pine for them. Without them, I cannot feel whole. This is why I would gladly go through my crucifixion again and again if I could draw them into my arms. How can I rest, my daughter, without the sweetness of their conversion? But they must come to me of their own free will. I can cover them with my love and graces. I can flood their souls with every grace. But in order for them to accept such gifts, they will have to succumb to my holy will and surrender to me. I cannot use my divinity to impose my will on them. But what I can do, through my Father's generosity, is to take my chosen souls and ask them to take on my pain in return for these souls. This miraculous intervention will be one of the ways in which I can save most of humanity. Pray, my beloved daughter, to me, your Jesus, for the strength to give me more suffering. If you accept this special request, I solemnly promise that I will save tens of millions more souls. Do not be frightened. You will be strong, and you will do this with joy in your heart this time. Go, my daughter, accept my request. Do not fear it, for you will bring me the greatest joy if you hand me over these new trials. It will be I who will endure the pain, not you. Your pain will be brief, but by accepting it, I can achieve my desire to salvage my poor children who are separated from me. Thank you for responding to my call. Open your heart to my request, and I will help you every step of the way. For you, this will be simply another trial, and soon, easily forgotten. For me, it means souls who would have gone to hell will be mine in my kingdom. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, To Priests. The day you will be asked to deny my divinity is not far away. Given on Monday, July 15th, 2013, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, I must reach out to my priests who are now beginning to realize that I am speaking to the world through these messages at this time. You must be careful. You must adhere to the rules of my church on earth. Once they remain as they have been and are not changed, do not feel disheartened, for you have been enriched with the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you are asked to deny me, it will be done in a subtle but deadly way. You will be asked to embrace the doctrine of all religions outside of Christianity. You will be told that this is for the good of all, and that this new, all-inclusive approach is a means to an end, where humanity can finally be united through peaceful means. All other religions, creeds, faiths, and doctrines which honor my Father, but which do not acknowledge me, Jesus Christ, will be taken under the wing of the anti-pope. You, through the power of the beast, as is his way, will be coaxed to embrace your fellow brothers and sisters, all faiths, which honor God, you will be told, are united as one in the eyes of God. When you object, you will be scolded. When you explain that the only way to God, my beloved Father, is through Jesus Christ, this is what you will be told. You do not understand that God loves all his children. Therefore, by not showing love and compassion for his church, by embracing them, including their faiths, you are a hypocrite. Now know this, when you accept that all religions must be embraced as one, that you have to move to one side to show respect to those creeds which do not acknowledge the Son of Man. Then you will be guilty of a terrible sin. You will then be denying me. To those who may be led into this deceit, know that other signs will emerge which point to one thing. My divinity will no longer be proclaimed. Your churches will see new crosses emerge where the head of the beast will be embedded within them. Your altars will be changed and will mock me. Every time you see new and unusual symbols in my church, look carefully, because the beast is arrogant and he flaunts his wickedness by displaying signs which honor him. Those amongst you who are not alert to this deceit will find yourself sucked into practices which do not honor me. They will disguise the true intent, which will be to pay homage to Satan and his wicked spirits. The signs have begun. The actions I speak of are still to come, but the day you will be asked to deny my divinity is not far away. You must keep your eyes open for those who say they come in my name, but who instead honor the beast, for they have already spread their wings. They rule within your midst, but so many of you cannot see the abomination yet. But if you love me, I will grant you the graces to see the truth, for I will never forsake you. The time is close, and you must prepare yourselves, for the darkness will descend soon. Those of you who are blessed with the light of God will suffer at the hands of my enemies. Remember these words, recite them, and I will reveal the truth to you through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Crusade Prayer 114, for priests to receive the gift of truth. My Lord, open my eyes, allow me to see the enemy, and close my heart to deceit. I surrender all to you, dear Jesus. I trust in your mercy. Amen. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, You Cannot Follow Me Truly Without Bearing the Pain of the Cross, given on Wednesday, July 17th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, how the prayers of all my beloved followers lift me at this time. I am in their hearts and their souls are favored. I must ask them to suffer the ridicule they will face for following my path and for my cross, which they bear, for in time they will understand why this must be so. You cannot follow me truly without bearing the pain of the cross. When you love me, a light is present within your soul. This pure light is like a magnet, as it attracts the worst in other people. Well-meaning souls are often attacked by the spirit of evil to inflict hurt upon anyone who follows the truth of my teachings. When you declare the truth of God, you will be hated by those who do not love God. When you follow me, even in silence, you endure the same pain. This pain is caused by those, usually those you are fond of and respect, who attack you because you love me and are loyal to my teachings. The time has come for you to go out and speak of my messages. Priests, however, will find this difficult, as they must remain obedient to their superiors. Many in my church will be frightened to bear witness to my messages, but this does not mean that they cannot defend the truth of my holy word. The word given to my apostles lives on, although many try to kill it. You will notice how little I am revered in public, hardly ever. My teachings no longer play an important role in your society. You must insist, whatever Christian church you belong to, that my servants do not forget to mention my name when referring to good, for good cannot come from a stone. Good can only come from God. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Mother of Salvation. The Medal of Salvation offers the gift of conversion, given on Thursday, July 18th, 2013. Mary says, My child, I wish it to be made known that from now on I am to be addressed by the last title given to me by my Son on earth. In this, the final mission, I am to be referred to at all times as the Mother of Salvation. My image is to be created in a medal struck, where on one side I am to be placed with the sun behind my head and wear 12 stars woven into a crown of thorns sits on my head. On the reverse side of the medal, I wish to depict the Sacred Heart of my son with two swords of salvation, which are to be crossed on each side. The swords of salvation will have a dual purpose. The first sword will slay the beast, and I have been given the authority to do this on the final day. The other sword will pierce the hearts of the most hardened sinners and will be the sword by which their souls will be saved. This medal is to be made available in bulk, and then, when received by those seeking them out, must be blessed by a priest and then given freely to others. The medal of salvation offers the gift of conversion and salvation. All those who receive the medal of salvation must recite this crusade prayer 115 for the gift of conversion. O Mother of Salvation, cover my soul with your tears of salvation. Rid me of doubts. Lift my heart so that I will feel the presence of your Son. Bring me peace and solace. Pray that I will be truly converted. Help me to accept the truth and open my heart to receive the mercy of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. My child, please have this medal designed and made. I will guide you every step of the way, and then you must ensure that it is made available throughout the world. Go in peace to serve my Son. Your mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, The Final Prophet Has Now Been Sent, So Please Do Not Reject This Gift, given on Friday, July 19th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, when you worry and feel unloved because of this mission, you must know that the Holy Spirit will always keep you strong. You will never be able to declare falsities, as this is not permitted by my beloved Father. You are the end-time prophet, and while I know that this frightens you, know this. I, through the love of my Father, grant great mercy on the world. The final prophet has now been sent, so please do not reject this gift, for it is the desire of my Father to grasp all of his children and protect them from the evil in the world. This is the gift to bring you final salvation from a terrible punishment. Do not reject this gift of prophecy, the final intercession from heaven to save you from harm. Those who do not honor my Father and who worship pagan gods, your countries will be wiped from the face of the earth if you do not turn to the one true God. You who worship false gods, which promise you glittering futures and which appeal to your vanity, will be driven away from me, and you will drown in an endless vacuum, an abyss from which you will never return. Listen now, all of you. I call upon humanity from heaven. My prophet will simply do as I tell her. She obeys me, the Son of God, the Son of Man, as foretold. She has no voice. Her words are my words. Her obedience is crucial, according to the command of God. Her obedience means that she is not permitted to open her mouth to defend the word of God. All events foretold will happen quickly. Ignore this warning from heaven, and you will suffer more than is necessary. Vilify these words from heaven, and you will be shown in all your shame before the whole world for persecuting me. My word is true. My word is concrete. My word is given to protect you and save you from the beast who destroys your lives with his infestation. Please be strong and walk away from the wicked lies he tells you. If your heart is heavy, come to me and I will make it light. If your heart is sad, I will envelop you and bring you peace so that death will never frighten you again. If you are filled with anger, which turns to hatred against these messages, know then that you have been attacked by the King of Lies. You will know within your heart that if these messages cause you pain and suffering, that they come from me. Your Jesus. Thank you for listening to this episode. May God be with you all.